Now let's listen to the second passage. You will hear an English language arts teacher talking. Listen carefully.
One of the most challenging parts of understanding something you read is understanding the tone or mood of the passage. This word, tone, is usually connected in our minds with tone of voice. So, for example, you know by your mother's tone if she's angry. There's something in her voice when she calls your name and says, Enrique, that tells you she's angry and you know you had better move quickly. But for an author who writes, tone is expressed by using certain kinds of words that carry emotion. This is what we call connotation, using words that carry emotion. Connotation is in contrast to denotation, which means a word's dictionary meaning. Let me give you an example. I might say, I am thrifty, but he is cheap. So here, the word thrifty has a positive meaning. It means to be careful with money. But the word cheap has a negative meaning, right? So a cheap person has money but doesn't want to spend it or share it with others. And still, both words mean being careful with money. Okay, now think about these sentences. I am energetic, but she is hyper. Energetic has a positive meaning, but hyper has a negative meaning. She is curious, while he is nosy. So here too, one word, curious, has a positive meaning, and the other word, nosy, has a negative meaning. So I've given you examples of words that convey positive and negative feelings. So if you are asked to figure out the tone of a piece of writing, one way to do it is to go through and identify all of the words that have connotation. If they're all positive, then the tone is positive too.
Now let's do questions 22 through 24. Number 22. What is the main topic of this passage? A. Obeying your mother's voice. B. Understanding tone in writing. C. How to write a good paper.